Fighters, today on the show, I interview Jeremy Owens. He is the founder of U.S. Construction Zone, which is a new community built for the purpose of helping contractors, leaders in the construction industry, vendors, all that stuff, build relationships, network, and get better. And that simply is in line with our mission in the contractor fight, and that is to bring respect and dignity back to the trades. And so I want to invite you guys to just check out this conversation that I have with Jeremy. Listen, a lot of people have ideas. A lot of people want to do some good shit. Jeremy's a guy that actually took some action and built something that is serving the whole industry. So anyway, without further ado, here's Jeremy Owens. Jeremy, welcome to The Fight. How are you doing today, man?
Excellent. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I've been excited about this. Your company came across our radar not too long ago, and I was like, well, shoot, let's get this dude on and let him share a little bit with the Contractor Fight community, what he's got going to help people, which is your U.S. Construction Zone. We'll get into that in a minute. But before we do, man, I'd love to get a little background from you so that people, they have some context to which you're bringing some wisdom their way with. So
sure, what's your
story, man?
Yeah, so I am third generation in remodeling in Northern California. We have a company out here called Three Generations Improvements. And my grandpa started in the industry in 1956, and my dad in the 70s, and myself in 2002. So seriously in my blood. I ran calls with my dad when I was 8-10 years old. So, you know, I kind of grew up in construction. It's been just a natural fit. I went to college and I kind of, you know, got the degree, got the piece of paper and go, what the hell did I do that for? Then went right into the family thing. And my dad gave me the reins and said, hey, let's do this thing. And it's been a blessing ever since.
So you've officially taken it over. So it was your grandfather started it, your dad took it, now you've taken it?
Yeah, exactly. And, yeah. And really, it's just because my dad doesn't have a lot of pride, and he's definitely my hero in this industry. He just said, hey, we all have different skills. And, you know, he's like, I'm a good sales guy, but I don't want to run the operations and marketing and that kind of stuff. So it was just a natural fit for both of us to do what we're good at. So it worked out nice.
So I know we have a lot of people that listen to this, that a number of them work in a family business. They work with a dad or a son or whatever it is. So I'd love to hear your take. This has been a part of your life as long as, because you weren't born in 1956, I'll tell you that. So your grandfather started this thing and your dad took it, blah, blah, blah. You came along at some point. So this is all you've ever known as far as a family business in this industry, at least. So I'm curious, what would you tell, a couple things that come to mind, somebody that's working with the dad, a son, that tight family business, what advice do you have?
Yeah, you know, I would say just like with everything in contracting is that there's a lot of pride involved, right? I mean, we have a lot of great things that we do. We build stuff, we remodel stuff. We, you know, at the end of the day, we have a lot of pride in what we do, which is awesome. That's what makes this industry great. But if you take that into your business, it makes life difficult. And I think that our secret sauce is that we don't have that. You know, we have different skills and we all know we have different skills. So why not just do what we're good at and make sure the business runs smoothly as opposed to, you know, these awesome titles or who's running it or, you know, who gives a crap who's running it? If it's running good and you've got some systems in place that to make you successful, then it shouldn't really matter. And that's kind of the way we've rolled. And that's, I think we're unique, and I can't really say that, hey, you know, just don't have pride. I mean, that's a difficult thing to say.
Yeah.
But I think that we have that, and I think a lot of family businesses do not. You know, you have a patriarch, and you better respect them, even if you don't think they're doing the right way. That's not what we have.
That's cool. It sounds like you have a unique relationship with your dad, and kudos to him for approaching things that way. Because I'll just tell you the truth, man. I can't tell you how many times we've coached somebody in our company through the years, or we get messages from listeners and who are in that family business. And it's usually the young dude is listening to the Contractor Fight, consuming our videos and all that stuff and learning about how to price work and market and this and that. And they're bringing that to the old man. And the old man's like, that's not the way we do it. Can't be done, blah, 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 all that other bullshit.
Yeah,
And so it just sounds like from what you're saying, your dad is like, full of just trust in you and the direction you wanted to take the business. And so I bet that's pretty refreshing.
It is. And I think that, you know, organizations like what you have with the contractor fight and like ongoing education, right, is what I think what we're finding my generation and younger, you need it. Like there's a low barrier of entry to be a contractor owner, right? So we don't come to the table with a lot of skills. You know, we're not business owners. We haven't been business owners. So you do learn on the fly. So if you don't have systems in place to ongoingly educate yourself or your business, you know, good luck, man. It's tough sledding. I mean, 5-10 years down, we'll go like that. And you'll look back and go, oh crap, look how much money I left on the table. You know, look how all the mistakes I made in accounting and how, you know, it's endless. So I think that if you don't have that ongoing education piece in mind and in place with your business, I think you're in trouble.
And I think not to rip on the old geezers that listen to this, because I'm one of them. But anyway, no, but in all fairness, I'm 52 and guys my age and older grew up in an era where we didn't have these little boxes that are supercomputers that we carry around that we could say a word into and get an answer for something. And I think we weren't exposed to so many of the things that were out there. I mean, my dad was an old crusty contractor guy too, you know? So it's like they were out busting their asses and feeding the family. And so when I'm giving shit here, it's not to give shit for what they've known to do. I'm just saying it's a special, what's the old saying? Can't teach an old dog new tricks.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's true to some degree where people get set in their ways. Anyway, I don't want to beat that up too much, but man, you've talked a little bit about educating yourself and this and that. Let's dig into the U.S. construction zone, because that's really what piqued my interest to just having a conversation with you. Let's start with what is it? Let's just start with that for our listeners.
Sure. You know, I think it's best to start like how I came to it is I was at a remodeling conference, you know, when you're at that once a year deal where you're getting together, you're rubbing shoulders with your peers. And at the end of that conference, you know, we're sitting around at a round table, exchanging business cards, kind of all knowing that we weren't going to really stay in touch. A guy from Tennessee said, hey, you know, I wish there was a better way for us to stay in touch through the year and really kind of bounce these ideas that we were doing, you know, all through the year. Because again, you know, we don't have it all figured out. And, you know, most of us do not compete nationwide. We're a pretty open industry. You know, we like to share ideas and, hey, what are you doing? And so that idea kind of just bounced in my head for a good solid year. And then the pandemic hit and our connection points and my peer points kind of dried up. And I was like, you know what? This is the time to do it, because we were realizing that we're always going to need connection and there's always going to be challenges in the industry. Right now, there happens to be a shitload of them.
Yeah.
But there's always going to be problems, right? Nothing's going to be smooth sailing our entire life. And I think the connection point is important. So I wanted to build US Construction Zone to be a platform for executive level, management level professionals in the construction industry to connect. And that was the main goal is, hey, how can we just connect from there? Where who knows where it goes, but I wanted to be able to connect that group and not make it exclusive to, hey, you have to belong to this trade organization or you have to buy this software. No. Everybody, builders, remodelers, distribution, people who service the construction industry. Hey, we all need to come together and solve these problems together. And I think that was the goal in building it.
It's like a big think tank.
Yeah, it's a big thing. Yeah. And it's really about, you know, getting people involved in the industry too. Like, hey, we're working on our impact zone page. We want to get charity organizations involved. We, you know, we're really seeking those people who really do want to help a fellow contractor. Just like what you're doing. You know, I see all those signs behind you and I go, you know, grind, grit, determination, perseverance. I'm like, yes, yes, yes. How, you know, we all have different skills and we all have different things we bring to the table. And you know, being an owner, you do feel like you're on an island sometimes. You don't have peers around you. Like I can't ask my team about some of these struggles I go through. And so my peer network was low. And now I'm feeling like, okay, now I have a network. Now I have someone I can actually reach out to. And they go, yeah, no, I know the person. Go talk to them. Go talk to them. And I feel like this is different. It feels like business will be a little easier because I actually do have a peer network now.
Yeah, you know, it's crazy. I was on somebody else's show not too long ago. I think it was just last week. And they asked, and I won't go into the story here, but, you know, I was in the gutter in a lot of ways for many years. And then I'm out of the gutter and on top and things. And I've been everything in between and been knocked off top and back and whatever, you know, just been kicked down the hill a few times. Sure. And they asked a question somewhat similar to this question of like, what were some of the key elements that have helped you be successful or whatever it was, right? Mm-hmm. And keep getting back up and winning and this and that. And the first thing that came to my mind was when I made the decision to hang around with different people, when I made the decision to hang out with people that thought at a different level than I did, that I don't, and I say this all the time, I don't care if you're a quarter of a lap, half a lap ahead of me on the track, I can learn some. I care if you're 8 feet in front of me, I can learn something from somebody. I don't care if we're neck and neck and we're running, we can learn something from each other.
Right.
And I don't care if you're half a lap behind me, I could look back and I could make an observation there. So I just, that power of, you know, I recently, you know, wrote and published a book called Winning the Contractor Fight. And there's a chapter in there called Show Me Your Friends. Mm-hmm. And to me, that's really what you're doing here is you're going, here's this online community that you're creating where people can level up. Because I know for me, many years in the trades, and I hear this a lot from people, they're like, Tom, there's nobody in my area that reads a book about business. You know, I don't have any relationships with other contractors that want to do any education. They just, they're content. They're on the hamster wheel,
sure,
working their asses off all day. And all they say is, I don't have time to do shit like that. So I, hats off to you, man. Cause I know what it's like starting something and starting anything that we do, man. It's a grind. And so I'm curious with you, what have been some of the obstacles, road bumps, speed bumps, whatever that you've run into when you're trying to bring this organization to life?
Yeah. I mean, good question. I think that for me, patience is needed, right? Whenever you're doing a startup, you know, we just launched it October 1st, so it's still pretty shiny, brand new.
Yeah.
So, you know, whenever you're launching something, and especially something as intricate as this, there's going to be a few hiccups along the way, and you want to build it and just magically people will appear. And I think that's not the reality. The reality is I'm seeking members, and it's not difficult to find them. It's just that I am picky too. This isn't for everybody. This isn't for the entire construction industry. This is for those people we're describing. These are for those people who, you know, like you said, we are who we associate with, right? So I'm a little picky in where I'm trying to find those people. And usually I just describe, hey, does this describe you? Are you in a good place to mentor somebody? Or do you need to be mentored? Are you the person who picks up the trade magazines? Are you on Contractor Fight? You guys have a great group too. Are you reading those things on the Facebook group? Are you responding? Like there's these, this people that I'm trying to find. And I think that being picky, you don't like go and do giant email blasts and I'm not all over the place. It's just really, hey, we're going to build this thing the right way with the right group and then see where it goes. So I think for me, patience has been difficult at times, but at the same time, you know, I'm meeting people like you and I'm doing podcasts and I'm talking about it and even one-on-one Zoom calls with just one person at a time. It's been really rewarding. Like it's different. It's like I said, I have three generation side, which happens to be super stressful right now. And then I have this side, which I feel more fulfilled with because I'm going down these rabbit holes and I'm talking to people who are doing great things in industry. I'm going, dang, this is cool. There's a lot of cool people in this industry and I'm just trying to learn a little bit from them.
So you said you're picky. What's the ideal member look like for you?
I would say I'm not trying to be exclusive. I'm trying to be very inclusive. I'm just going down the path of, hey, are, you know, owners, managers, you know, are you a professional? Are you trying to be in a management position? You know, like I said earlier, if you're picking up that trade magazine and you're reading it because you do care about the industry and where it goes, if you want to see it better than you found it, if you're reading about the infrastructure bill and trying to figure out how that's going to work, you know, those are the type of people. Are you doing stuff in the community? Do you want to be involved? Do you want your business to have purpose, you know, with a charity organization or a group? Those are the type of people I want to be there because I think those are the people who are motivating and inspiring. And you know, that's what we're trying to create is like this group that can be more powerful together than as individuals.
That's so true. You know, I was at a dinner a couple of weeks ago with a few other guys that are in the trades and the conversation we were having, you know, you brought up the charity thing and we have something in the works right now in the fight that we're getting ready to spill out here to the world. But the power the construction community has to positively impact our communities and the world and things like this, it is absolutely crazy. Not only look at just the damn skill sets that we have, right? Being able to help, but there's a lot of money in this community. There's billions of dollars in home improvement and from all the top vendors to all the top contractors to the small guys, everybody. I just think, you know, one of the things that I shared this group and I shared with my team was I would love us to be known as, you know, when you look in an industry, the construction industry, we're already great people that lay in traffic for people, man. Like seriously, we give a shit about people. We bust our asses. We oftentimes give more than before we take and strength. We, in our community, we call it get oxygen. You have to get oxygen so you can be stronger to serve others. Well, most contractors have it backwards. They give, and they're not strong themselves. That's a whole nother conversation. But I just look at the impact we could have as an industry, but how much respect that will bring, how many eyeballs it'll bring, how that in the long term will help turn the tide of attracting people into the trades and all these different things. It's a long play, but I think we could have a pretty quick impact right away just from a benevolent point of view.
I totally agree. And the younger generations are that's way more important than it was for us. You know, I mean, they care. They don't want to just join an organization for the money. They want to see, what is this organization all about? Like, what are you guys doing this for? Because if it's all for money, a lot of them are like, I'm not interested. I'll take less money and be a part of that group. Or, you know, you're involved in building a nonprofit community center. Like, there are so many cool things going on just in my individual community that I'm like, this is going all over the nation. And I just got to go find those people and reward them and really highlight them. And that's what I'm trying to do on our podcast. And like, we have member spotlights. We have ways of saying, look at what this person's doing. And why can't we do more of that as an industry? And I think you're totally right. And if we can't ignore this younger generation,
right,
say, hey, they just don't want to work. You know, maybe that their ways of going to work is different, but we have to meet them where they're at. Otherwise, who's going to be picking up a hammer?
Yeah. You know, I had a team meeting in Houston last week with my team finalizing the 2022 plan and some things like that. And one of the sessions I did where I kind of shared my vision for the fight going forward, at the very top, I put a proverb that says, without vision, the people perish. Yeah. And I think that's something I hope everybody hears right now, is just, you have to give, you're talking about the younger people and this and that, they have this reputation of not giving a shit, not wanting to work hard. I think that's bullshit. I think it's your job to give the people under your care a vision for where we could go in life, how we could impact the world. And they are way more, as a generation, they're more into having that positive impact in the world than they are building their 401k. Now, both are important.
Right.
Okay? We should make a shit ton of money because we deserve it. But for those that are struggling building their team, attracting people, this and that, don't discount giving people a vision for how you can immediately help your community and things like that, because those types of younger people will be attracted to that. So,
yeah. And it's like, if you're trying to create a team and you're trying to be successful, like, why not have a vision? Like, I think that's one thing that the contractors struggle with is like, again, back to that business component piece, is like, you really do need to have a vision, a mission statement, a marching order, because you also want to attract those people to your business. And if you're attracting people who care about the same things that you do, then before you know it, you're all succeeding together and you have a common goal. But I think if your goal is, hey, you know, we need a project manager, here's how much you make, and you're missing a huge component of like, what are you doing this for?
Yeah, it's, as long as I can remember, you know, our nation and our society has been telling people to go to college, don't go into the trades, all this other shit. And I think it's up to us to give people a reason to come into the trades. And that's to have a positive impact, do some cool shit, build some cool stuff, and make a shit ton of money.
Yeah.
And those things are attractive to the right people. And we just got to do a better job as a community to get that out. So if somebody wants to, what does it mean to become a member? What's it look like? How does somebody sign up? After they sign up, what's happening from that
point? Yeah. So the process is, you just go to usconstructionzone.com. That there's no fees to get the community, get in the community. That we have no hidden fees. We don't have any immediate plans to do that. We're really just, you know, building our member base. And again, what we're doing in the beginning is just kind of creating a big network of these people that we talked about. And then eventually what I'd like to do is get more into the niche communities. Like, hey, now that we have a lot of this members, maybe we need to subset it into commercial construction and, you know, siding and windows, and like really get narrow so that we can talk about our individual pain points. And then the other component too is what we're building is some private communities. Like, you know, I look at like the contractor fight or all of these hundreds of trade organizations we have as an industry. If you want to have a private community, we want to be able to create that for you as well. But the goal is to be very inclusive. We want all those people to belong there and all the different aspects of construction. And then once we get the member base up, then, you know, what does it look like? How do we create those niche communities? How do we roll in education and leadership groups and all these things that, dang it, we need them.
Yeah.
And now we're going to be finding those partners and say, hey, here's the technology piece that we need to make us successful. And here's some programs like Contractor Fight. These are things, the ongoing programs that we need to succeed. And I think that as a member of US Construction Zone, you already care about that. You already care about the networking part. You see the power. And now it's just going to be listening to those peers and saying, hey, this is what you need to do to get to the next level.
Well, that's good stuff, man. So before we share all your contact info, where people can connect and follow, anything else you want to share with the community that you feel is important for people to know?
You know, like we said earlier, this industry and in the beginning, I think I was going down a rabbit hole of, you know, we can be better as an industry. But what I've found in my research and meeting with all these great people is that they're already a lot of great people. And mm-hmm. I think that the people who are doing the best things in the industry are doing it for the right reasons. They're not doing it for publicity. They're doing it because it's the right thing to do. And it's amazing how many of those people I've found and go, wow, you do that and you're doing it for the right reason. And you're not in a magazine. You didn't win an award for it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow, it was surprise, eye-opening for me, like saying they're already there. And so now I'm just trying to create a group of putting all these like-minded, powerful people together. And then what can we build from there? You know, what can we improve? And I think we can improve in so many ways. The labor, the supply chain, everything, everywhere I look, I'm going, man, there's all these struggles we're going through right now. And how can we collectively come together and use our different resources to solve it?
Yeah, good things happen when you get good people together, man. Totally. So, and I, hats off to you for getting this thing off the ground. I know it wasn't easy. Like you said, you just launched a month ago?
Yeah,
a month and a half ago, something like that. And how long did it take you to get it off the ground?
You know, it took a good solid year of development. Luckily, I have a good buddy that helped me develop the website. That's not my skill set. So, yeah. But, you know, again, I wanted to do it the right way. I didn't want to rush to it. You know, I think people get, when they get an idea in their mind, they're like, oh, crap, we got to build this before someone steals it. You know, mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm just going to do it the right way and bootstrap it and, you know, not go into crazy debt and all these things. I wanted to do it the right way. So it took longer. But now I think it's in a good spot and I'm just ready for those members to come in and enjoy it, really, and just collaborate.
That's good shit, man.
Yeah.
That's good stuff. So somebody wants to reach out to you, find you, connect with you. How do they go about doing that, man? We'll make sure it's all in the show notes as well.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, I would say if you want to really connect to the group, then obviously sign up at usconstructionzone.com. You can email me at jeremy@usconstructionzone.com. Or if you're a little leery and you want to just, you know, set up a Zoom call or something, hit me up on LinkedIn. I'm on there quite often. So I would say those are a couple ways to get me.
Well, that's good stuff, man. Huh. Dude, I appreciate you reaching out and letting us know what you got going on. We're happy to help support it and get some eyeballs to it. You know, you're doing a good thing. You're helping level up the trades for everybody. And that's always a good thing. So
awesome.
Dude, I super appreciate having on the show here today.
Thanks, Tom.
Everybody hit the show notes, check out what Jeremy's got going on at the links there. And don't forget to give us a review, share this with another contractor. Travis, bring in those guitars, rock us out. We'll see you guys next time.